It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, once again, I welcome you to It's a Good Life. Today, we are in our study number 17 of the book of Romans. Now, we're just in chapter 3, but we're getting ready to go into chapter 4, and I believe that the foundation is very important. And that's the reason we're spending time in the book of Romans, and we're in chapter 3 now. We're not rushing through this. Well, the last time, we went through a few verses, beginning with verse 21 of chapter 3. It says, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets." Verse 22 goes on to say, "Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference." Verse 23, "For they all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Well, now we begin our study today with verse 24. It says, "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus," being justified freely. Justified, it means to be declared righteous, pronounced righteous. It's a judicial term. God sees me as if I have never sinned. That's because I've trusted Jesus as my Savior. Well, the fact is that Jesus Christ, God's Son, lives within me. The seed, his seed lives within me. The saved person is born of God. And 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9 says, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God." Well, now, this is not something that you do to be saved. Once again, it's something that takes place with you and in you because you are saved. You have the seed. The Son of God actually lives within you. Now, if you think of that, then we need to concentrate our bodies, living sacrifices for the Lord. And we're going to see that in chapter 12 of the book of Romans. It's because of the love of God that we are constrained to be what we need to be for God, living righteously and holy before him and before this lost and dying world. Now, once again, that verse that I've read here, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9 says, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him." You see, the seed of Jesus Christ, the seed of God is in us. The real person cannot sin. The person who is saved going to heaven, this old body's not going to go to heaven. This body is going to be disintegrated. It's going by the wayside, and it's going to set free the real person that I am because I've trusted Jesus as my Savior. And he'll do the same for you if you've trusted him. And if not, you need to trust him, and he'll do the same for you. We become a new creature in Jesus Christ. Well, we'll study that a little later. Well, notice here, being justified freely. Freely, literally as a gift, was defined as gratuitously, without a cause as to why it should be given. In other words, there is no reason except the fact that God loves us, God loves people, and he wants every person to be saved. Salvation is given to you and me as a free gift, by his grace. Well, the verse goes on to say that in Romans chapter 3 here. Grace means undeserved kindness, unmerited favor. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 7 says that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Let's go back and read verse 24 of Romans chapter 3 again. Being justified freely, how? By his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Justified freely. Notice the word grace, and that's what I just mentioned, or by his grace. Titus chapter 3 and verse 4 says, "But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared." Well, because of the Savior, God is able to show forth his love and kindness toward man because Christ appeared. God's grace equals that which God gives us, which we do not deserve. His grace, his mercy. Well, notice there are four aspects of justification. We see justification by grace. In verse 24 of Romans chapter 3, this is its source. It's found. It's only unmerited and deserved kindness of God. This is His grace. Justification by blood. Romans chapter 5 and verse 9. It says it's the basis is the work which the Savior did on the cross. Romans chapter 5 and verse 9 says, much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Justification by faith. Romans chapter 3 and verse 28. Well, therefore, you see, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And we're going to see that later on in Romans chapter 3 as we continue. Justification by works. James chapter 2 and verse 24. Works is evidence to other people, not to God, that we have been declared righteous by the living God. You read that verse in James chapter 2 and verse 24. It says, "Ye see," and that's speaking to men. "Ye see." Well, you see how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Man sees the outward. God sees the inward. God sees the heart. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And then with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And it's because of salvation we confess the Lord. Well, verse 25 of Romans chapter 3 says this, "Whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood." This is speaking of Jesus through His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. Well, once again, this word "whom" refers to Jesus Christ, and it says, "whom God hath set forth." Well, this is publicly. He put forth Him. He put Him forth. It's not a secret. The death of Christ was not done in secret. It was publicly witnessed by men and angels according to the Word of God. And notice the word propitiation there in verse 25 of Romans chapter 3. This means satisfied. This is one of the key terms to describe the cross work of Christ. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10 says, "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Well, John in 19 and verse 30, when Jesus said, "It is finished," He had fully satisfied what God has said had to be satisfied, the punishment for sin, the penalty for sin. And Christ was punished, and He paid the penalty for our sins when He died on the cross. Well, notice in verse 25 now, it talks about through faith in His blood. The blood refers to Christ's blood as offered on the cross. Well, what Christ did must be personally applied, personally accepted, and personally appropriated by faith. The blood must be applied. And once again, look back later in Exodus chapter 12 and verse 7 for that. You cannot depend upon your mom or dad for your salvation. You cannot depend upon your husband or wife. You cannot depend upon your children. You cannot depend upon anyone else except yourself. Salvation is a personal thing to be accepted. And that personal thing to be accepted is salvation through Jesus Christ. Well, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 says, "For as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Once again, your mother and your father may have been very good people. They may have lived a good life, but you're not saved through your mother and father. You're not born a Christian simply because you were born in a, so-called Christian United States or another country that says they worship God. You're only saved, and you only become saved through and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in verse 25, it talks about the forbearance of God. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6 says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." God didn't die, or God didn't get in a hurry. He said it was coming. Salvation was coming. Jesus was coming. And in due time, at the right time, Jesus didn't come early. He didn't come late. He came at the right time. He didn't die early. He didn't die late. He died at the right time. He shed his blood for you and me at the right time. Romans 3:26 says, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Notice, to declare his righteousness. See, the cross proved that sin does not go unpunished. God proved that he is not indifferent when it comes to sin. God does deal with sin, and he deals with it severely. Now, the sinner is justified by the substitutionary death of Christ. God is righteous, and his righteousness is proven as sinners are justified by believing Jesus paid the sin debt. And verse 26 once again says, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. This is speaking of God, his righteousness. He is just and he is the justifier of the person who believes in Jesus. Well, verse 27 says, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Well, Paul says, where is boasting? Now, boasting of what? Justification. Well, what has man done to be justified? What does man have to be proud of? Paul is saying here, boasting? It's excluded. And Paul says that. And God says that in the book. It's prevented. How is boasting excluded? How is it prevented? Well, Paul says, by the law, by works. Nay, Paul says, no, he says, boasting is excluded by the law of faith. In Titus chapter 3 and verse 5 and Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's all of God. Romans chapter 3 and verse 28 says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Here's Paul's conclusion. Justification is by faith and not by works. Period. Justification by faith was the great cry of the reformers, Martin Luther and others. In contrast to the Roman Catholic religious system, which taught justification by works, and they still do. Notice the word conclude. Therefore we conclude, Paul says. Well, this is the same word as reckon in Romans chapter 6 and verse 11. It means that a person has made a calculation based on the facts and has arrived at a safe and solid conclusion that must be firmly believed. Reckon. I believe, in other words. This is what I've come up with, in other words. Well, notice, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without, totally apart from the law. We're going to pick up there next time when we get together in Romans chapter 3, starting with verse 29. And if you're if you're in the sound of my voice today and you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, you have everything to be thankful for, and you have everything to be living for Jesus for. In other words, you need to be living your life for Him, telling others about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Get busy and tell others how they too can be saved by the grace of God through Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.